T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back in. We have breaking news here for the Kansas City Royals on 610 Sports Radio. According to USA Today, the Royals have offered Eric Hosmer a record deal, 7 years, $147 million. We're blowing out anything we were just going to discuss, because this is monstrous news, because it's not just huge for, obviously, Eric Hosmer, 7 years, $147 million, but that's over $20 million per year from the Kansas City Royals. By far and away, the largest contract they've ever come close to giving
anybody. $21 million per season.
$21 million dollars per season, and it tops the 7 for 140 that San Diego offered yesterday to Eric Hosmer. And I thought that was a lot of money, and I would tell the Royals, man, 7 years, you're looking at the age of 35 by the time he's done with this contract. And I don't know that I'm in on 7 years, and it seems like a lot of money, but that must also mean the TV deal's coming into shape as well for the Kansas City Royals, the new TV deal, and they understand the financial parameters that they're going to be around. And it's interesting, because you look at $21 million per year, and if they're going to be around the $110, $115 million payroll mark, now they're going to have to move some salary, whether that's Soria and Danny Duffy, who carries a big number right now for the Kansas City Royals. Kelvin Herrera is probably going to have to be moved by this organization in order to fit this under. I like this for one reason only, because the Royals aren't sitting by and saying, you know what, we're a small market team, we can't afford. So for all the folks out there who say the Royals aren't going to compete with people, well, they just one-upped everybody with this deal that USA Today is reporting, 7 years for $147 million, $1 million more per year than is being offered by the San Diego Padres right now. And if you're Eric Hosmer, I don't know how you don't sign on the dotted line automatically and say, you know what, I am going to take this deal from the Kansas City Royals. Let's just say Eric Hosmer doesn't sign the deal and still ends up somewhere else, this is a hell of an offer by the Royals that say they are here to play and we're not going to take any crap lying down. And I love that aspect of this thing more than anything.
Yeah, the USA Today article says Hosmer is seeking at least an 8 or 9 year deal. It's unknown whether either team would increase their offer to meet Hosmer's request. But I'm thinking if you get 20, like, I felt like the 7 for 140 was probably too good to pass up. Mm-hmm. But that feels like you go one more time back to the Royals.
Right.
Right? Mm-hmm. If you're like really are interested.
Well,
like,
he is going to go one more time.
I'm going to circle back around, which I think he was probably going to do anyway. Right?
Yep.
And the Royals probably put it that way. You go get your best offer, come back, we'll talk.
Well, that's what Dayton said
during Thanksgiving. He gets the best offer, and like 7 for 140, and you're thinking, okay. And the Royals go, okay.
Yeah, great, congratulations.
Now you go 7 for 147, I'm thinking, okay, what time's the press conference
today?
Right. You know what I mean? Like we've done everything you've asked for at this point. You came back with your best offer, we're upping it, let's go.
And isn't it like these two teams in town to steal the thunder from each other as well? I mean, like every time the Royals were doing something, the Chiefs would try to do something to steal, and they would, and they'd have a big announcement to make or something. They'd fire the coach or the general manager, mm-hmm. I should say, and all that kind of stuff. Now we're in playoff week, and all of a sudden the Royals are rolling out right after the first of the year that, hey, you know what? Well, let's offer 7 for 147 to Eric Hosmer and get the entire city talking about us, because that now becomes the biggest story in Kansas City. Yeah. The Royals are prepared to pay Eric Hosmer more money than they've ever paid anybody else.
And by a huge margin.
By a huge margin, right? But what did they give Gordo? 70? They're basically
about 80.
So close to, well, not quite doubling what they gave Gordo, right?
But, that's such a monstrous jump for a team that, I mean, historically, the Royals don't pay players like this. They just don't go this route. The second I saw 7 years for 140 from the Padres, I thought, okay, well, that's it.
Right.
You know, we even heard from John Morosi, there's a faint possibility that he goes, that Eric Hosmer returns to Kansas City. Well, now that faint possibility just became a very large possibility, because I don't know how you're going to pass up 7 years for $147 million.
Well, and I want to know what Royals fans feel about this. You guys can weigh in on the text line 69306. We'll get your take on that. The Royals, according to USA Today, have offered Eric Hosmer a record deal, 7 years, $147 million, which is $1 million more per year than the San Diego Padres allegedly offered yesterday. This according to sources and confirmed by USA Today. The Royals have offered Eric Hosmer 7 for $147. And like I said, I think this probably means we're going to hear something new about the TV deal, ESPN acquiring all of those, you know, Fox Sports regional channels that are out there right now. Maybe they're going to be dumping some more money into retaining the Royals, who are still a great TV product. And I had a meeting with somebody yesterday talking about the Royals. And what people don't realize is that the Royals are still the largest audience in Kansas City when it comes to television, radio, and in-game attendance. If you want to reach the most people, you still do it through the Kansas City Royals. And signing Eric Hosmer, making him the highest paid Royal of all time, besides George Brett, he's the next guy on that list. I mean, he's the next guy that deserves to be the face and get paid like the face of this franchise. And it fires me up that the Royals, baby, they're here to play. There's no effing around with this ball club. They're not going to lie down and take anything lightly. They are going out there, and they are trying to retain their guys because they know how much it means to this city.
I know, and reading the text line, 69306, it's pretty split, actually. There are a lot of people who are very excited, saying, let's go. And then there are a lot of people who are going, is Hosmer really worth 7 years, $147 million? And I think that's a fair question to ask.
I think the 7 years for me is a little bit much because it puts him at 35 years old. But he does have that perceived value, perception value, that whatever Boris
prestige
talked,
value.
Prestige value.
Worldwide.
But he really does. He has a prestige value like nobody's had since George Brett in this town from an athlete standpoint.
There's a lot of prestige value, but in reality, to me, it's bigger than just, is Eric Hosmer worth this amount of money? It's, you're the big boys now.
Yeah.
Like, this is the big leagues. This isn't where the farm system for the Yankees and the Red Sox and the Dodgers. This is, we're playing now. We're playing in the big time with, I mean, that's the kind of contract you would have never expected the Royals to get.
Right. Exactly.
And to me, that's the bigger picture here.
Like what, and I agree, Mike. I think that's what excites me most. As I said, they've seven for 147.
And seven's a long time for them.
Yes, it is.
I mean, most of the contracts are four and an option, right, or three and an option, or seven's a long time. And I don't blame any team for saying 7 year deals, 8 year deals that take you out to that age.
Right.
I think are all bad. I mean, they tend to be all bad at the end. Right. Mm-hmm. I mean, but we haven't seen the Royals be in that, and a lot of tons of teams do them. But we haven't seen the Royals be kind of in that mode, and to be kind of going for it at this stage would be awesome. I would have
that's
a hard
why I kept
time,
saying never count this team
I,
out.
And I have a hard time thinking too that this means you're going to gut the rest of it. You know what I mean? Like, this just feels like, all right, we're poised to do something to continue to kind of expand, and that 150, that number has always seemingly been kind of like there's been a lot of wiggle room.
Sure.
He's always said Mr. Glass provides us the resources when he's doing it again.
Right.
So I can't think that if they would get this done, that means you got to do a whole bunch of other stuff to make it work. I think that they, again, are going to stick in a number range that makes them feel like they can still do other things.
Well, I think they've done enough over the years for us to just trust and believe that they're not going to get into contracts that they can't handle. You know, they're not going to get into a financial situation that they don't feel feasible. And I think for the Kansas City Royals right now, the TV deal is going to be a nice new TV deal for them. I think people, if you sign Eric Hosmer, how many people are running to the box office today and say, screw the AFC wildcard game, I'm buying tickets to go see the Royals. They're coming back with Eric Hosmer now. I mean, like, I think people are going to be juiced and excited about that more than anything. And there's going to be Royal fever all of a sudden sweeping this town if this deal does come
to
fruition.
Buying a new 35 jersey. Yeah.
Oh, God, yes, you are. You know, just about to happen before Christmas. Right?
In order, though, for me to really sit back and say, okay, this is like go time, they need to add other pieces. Bringing back Eric Hosmer by itself doesn't make you a contender.
But what if you bring back Moose?
But I'm just saying, I
think you still need pitching.
If you've worked this hard to get this type of deal done with Eric Hosmer, I just can't believe you'd go back and just say, well, we can't do anything else.
Yeah.
I mean, that wouldn't make no sense to me. So I think you're going to continue to push the envelope.
You are
going to go try to get some of those other things done, right?
Well, I mean, now that they're throwing around 7 years, 147, I'm looking over at you, Darvish, and I'm saying, hey, it's not that crazy.
Right. this would be the most, I don't want to say surprising, but I think the the most unbelievable free agent contract that has been signed here in Kansas City. I mean, this is an amazing number and an amazing deal if it were to get done.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.